Where does this leave you at cornerback if Mosley is out as well?
Well, we have the three guys, and we'll see what Prince is like. We'll go from there.
Mosley hurt himself in practice
yesterday? Yesterday, yep.
Tom, as best as you could gauge, obviously you said yesterday you understand why you guys are disappointed. As best as you can gauge, what is the atmosphere and the mentality of the guys?
I think it's pretty good. I mean, the guys are looking forward to the game. They're looking forward to the opportunity that's been given them. They practiced well. They seem to be in it. Yesterday was a pretty good practice. Today was also pretty good. So, I mean, disappointment, you can't. We're in the season. I mean, that's a strange word right now. I mean, that's yesterday. We got to deal with right now, in the moment, and we have a great opportunity. We need to go play a very good football game. That's the whole purpose here. It's not about, you know, what the scenarios are or anything of that nature. It's about us, you know, taking our football team and playing as well as we can possibly play, and then we'll worry about everything else.
Yesterday, Terry said, when we asked questions about the defense, he said players were in position but haven't made plays. Is that how you would describe?
Those are his words, and that's the way he feels, and I don't think the defensive players would argue with you at all. We're in position. We haven't really tackled well. We haven't, you know, made the plays. And it's not just on defense. We haven't made any plays on offense either. And that's one of the things that we, you know, for so many weeks we were counting on and looking at always our big plays. And in the last 2 weeks, there really haven't been many. We've had some, but not many.
Tom, you talked the other day about how there's been a disconnect this year between how well you performed in practice and then how you performed on Sunday. Have you seen things this week that make you think that...
We've practiced well.
Right.
But the other answer to the question, that's not Sunday yet. How am I supposed
that's
to tell
mean.
You that one?
That's what I mean. If
how am I going to answer that?
There's no other way to tell.
If I knew that, I'd back the truck up, but they won't let me do that either. Maybe we should practice lousy and then we could...
Came up with the Build the Bridge motto for the season. Did you select that knowing the challenges of winning a Super Bowl and then as a team being able to make the playoffs and make a run?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Knowing, taking everything into consideration, but really, really, first of all, having great respect for, you know, our players and the way that they finish the season and wanting to take those values and move them forward, knowing full well it's 16 games, it's a long season, that's a long period of time that you're asking for that. But nevertheless, a goal is a goal, and that's what we based it on.
For the past few years, for the most part, it's been either Super Bowl or no playoffs. I know 08 excluded. Many teams in the league would certainly take that with two Super Bowls. But, you know, just kind of the ups and downs of being the Super Bowl 1 year and missing the play. I mean, how does that kind of affect the team?
It's not done yet. I'm not ready to answer that question because we still have we have everything going for us in our 16th game. We're just going to play that game, and then I'm sure you'll have that question for me.
Tom, what do you read into the idea that you've got some guys who have been playing hurt and are continuing to, yet they have been practicing this week? They're not looking for a day off, obviously.
Nobody is. They all want to play. They all want to play, and there are many guys, just like every team in the National Football League at the end of the year, who are playing with injuries, restrictions, and that type of thing. And it's not new here. It's not new this year here. I mean, we've had lots of guys play with lots of things, and that's the nature of our game. Unfortunately, I wish I could make them all, 100% so they could go run. They have more fun when they feel really, really special, really good. But that's the nature of our business.
What's the meaning to you to have the Sandy Hook elementary folks, including students?
Well, I spoke to the team this morning about that, and what it really means to all of us is we were so taken back and so shocked and felt so badly for the families, for the not only the families of the children, but the principal and the school psychologist and the real heroes who knew exactly what was coming and still charged and attacked and knew what the outcome would be. And it's giant country, and we know that. And to have that group from the Sandy Hook Elementary School and the Newtown community come down for this game with Philadelphia, it means a great deal to us, and we would certainly like to honor them. And the best we can do is take each individual and play to the best of his ability, make a statement as a team as well. So, you know, we're not alone in our passion and empathy for the school and for their lost loved ones. I'm sure the entire country feels that way, but it's special for us to have them here this weekend.
How did your players receive the news? What was their reaction?
I think a lot of them knew it, okay, but those who didn't were, you know, all eyes and ears.
Justin Tuck obviously hasn't put up the stats he has in previous years, but how important has his leadership been?
It's important to have him on the field.